This call is being recorded.
So I want to say good evening, everybody. Thank you for being on the call with me this evening. Thank you for supporting this event. We're going to start off first and foremost with announcements. So Nature Sunshine is sponsoring an event in Western British Columbia in Alberta. But let's go to BC. Here in Kelowna is Tuesday, tomorrow evening. And that's March the 30th at the Ramada Inn. And it would be great if everybody could be there, say, 6:30, 6:45, so they could grab a smoothie. The speaker is Sylvia Rogers on brain power, acknowledging the fact that we can heal our brain by eating the right foods, by taking some powerful nutritional supplements, and she'll be giving us that information. Then she appears in Vancouver, and that's on Thursday, June the 1st, at the Holiday Inn Express in the Burnaby area of Vancouver, in Metro Town. And again, it's 6:30, 6:45, so you can grab a smoothie. And again, she'll be presenting her information on brain power. Such an excellent topic. So many people are afflicted with depression, ADD, ADHD, I don't know, schizophrenia, nervous disorders, anxieties, so many different things related to brain and the nervous system. And so if you have people that you think should attend this event, please be so kind as to ask them to be there. It's a different way of thinking. All right. So this evening, what I wanted to do was I wanted to address questions. I have some of my own and questions that you may have as well. And I'm going to say hi to the newcomer who just came on. Hello.
Hi, Donna. It's Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. Okay, so Yvonne, do you have any question that you would like me to address this evening?
I think basically inflammation associated with the stomach. I have a couple of friends who are having a severe problem with digestion, and I'm telling them the best thing to use is cat's claw and IFC to sort of heal the whatever injury happens to be in the stomach, but I'd like to know what your thoughts on that are.
Sure. Okay. All right. Got it.
One of those little whooshies was on.
Okay. And anybody else? Hello. Somebody else just came on. Hello. Good evening.
Oh, and then so
hi, good. It's Mary.
Hi, Mary. Good to hear your voice. So, Mary, do you have any questions you'd like me to address this evening?
Washed it right away.
Yes. What would you recommend for people who get, like, frequent migraines?
Okay.
And also, I know a few people with thyroid problems.
Okay. Migraines and thyroid problems. Okay.
You want to quit?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good. All right. Thank you. Okay. And we just have a new caller that came on the line. Hello.
Emily Edmonton.
Hi, Emily. Good to have you on the call. And so I'm just taking questions from everybody that's here attending. So do you have a question you'd like me to address?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. Great. All right. So we will start, and I'm going to start off with your questions. And you may have more as we go through this, through the call. So we're going to start off, first of all, with Patty, who asked the question about small intestinal bacterial infections. And she said it's an infection overgrowth in the small intestine. Whenever we do these things, the first thing we ask is, what poison is causing the inflammation in the intestinal tract? So this is where the part about inflammation comes in, okay? And oftentimes we go directly to the foods that we are eating on an everyday basis. And we have to take out those things that are causing the inflammation, which makes it possible for bacteria to feed on. And so this is where I come in to tell everybody to please, if you have intestinal bacteria, to go off all the grains. Grains are manipulated today, and they've been scientifically proven to have lectins. Lectins are anti-nutrients that cannot be digested by the stomach. And the lectins also are known to poke holes in the gut membrane and cause leaky gut syndrome. And then these lectins escape into the bloodstream.
Yeah,
daughter, you're cutting out a bunch
of just noise. All right, so there is some background noise happening from somewhere. So if you would be so kind to press your mute button on your line so that background noise could be muted out, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Dance if you want.
Okay, I still hear the background noise. So if you would be so kind to press mute on your keypad, telephone keypad. Are we good? Thank you.
That seems better.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so again, we're addressing small intestinal bacterial infection. So we're talking about lectins. And these lectins get into the bloodstream, they get into the intestinal tract, and they cause irritation. And the lectins also do not belong there. So they're a foreign entity in your intestinal tract, which means they attract bacterial infection. I mean, it's like your body wants to get rid of them. So the first thing we need to do is to stop eating those things that feed infection. So those are the things like grains, starches, potatoes, sugar, alcohol, fruit juice. Let me think, and there could be a few others, okay? But that's number one. Stop eating the foods that feed the infection. Number two, these are people that may have taken antibiotics, and antibiotics robs the good microbes from your system. And so what we want to do in this situation is we want to give our body the probiotics that are missing. So that would be number two. Now, when I do probiotics, I don't do them in a small amount. I do them in large doses. I learned that from Lawrence Smith. And we usually recommend taking 8 to 10 all at once with your last meal of the day. That's your supper meal of the day. And do this for about 2 bottles. And then you could cut back to your maintenance dose, which might be 2 a day or something like that. Okay? Number 3. I love to use cat's claw combination. So that's where cat's claw comes in. I would do it in high doses, probably taking 4-2 times a day. And in this situation, for you, Yvonne, this is inflammation in the stomach. It's also for you, Patty. I would do ULC-R. That cleans out, scientifically documented, to clean out H. pylori bacteria in the intestinal tract. And it could be in the stomach, and it could be in the small intestine. And if you study it, it's also got Podarco, which is anti-yeast, anti-inflammatory. So that's the other thing I would do. And the last thing I would do, which is so important, is take that mineral chi tonic so the stem cells have minerals to work with to heal that stomach. Okay?
Thanks very much.
So I'm just going to review it, okay? So we use the no lectin, no starch, no sugar foods. We are then going to move into taking probiotics in high doses, 10 with your last meal of the day, 10 with supper. Take cat's claw 4-2 times a day to open up the lymphatic system so the poisons can drain. And take ULCR, and then take the mineral chi tonic, 1 ounce, 2 times a day. Patty, does this help you?
Yes, Donna. Thank you very much.
And Yvonne, where are you? Yvonne, does this help you?
Yes, it does. I'll pass that information on to my friends.
Yes. And remember, always ask them those things. Have they taken antibiotics? Or what other medications could be irritating their stomach? And then the next thing to do is check it out on the internet. Check out the side effects. And then go to the pharmacist and talk to the pharmacist about that. Because if they're having some stomach issues and they're on a medication that could be irritating the stomach, go ahead and talk to the pharmacist about that, because maybe they need to be off that medication, okay?
Well, that's when they come in, is when the medication doesn't work, that's when they come to the store. And they can't eat anything, so a lot of them are put on bone broth.
Okay. And you know, so if they can't eat anything, what you want to suggest is that they make a smoothie. I love bone broth. I just think it's an excellent idea. But in the smoothie, they would use the mineral chi tonic. And Colitrim Plus heals the stomach.
That's right.
Okay. Let me think. Let me just try. Sinner Protein Powder.
Sinner Protein?
Yes. So you see, Sinner Protein is a whole food powder, and it doesn't require digestive enzymes.
Okay.
Even those three things, and if they want to add Soul Stick, they could. But they need to have those smoothies. They need to have that nourishment and that nutrition.
Okay.
I mean, if there is an injury in that intestinal wall, we need the stem cells to do their work of healthy cell replication. And the only way that the stem cells could do that work of healthy cell replication is to feed the stem cells the required nutrients. So in this case, we have the minerals with mineral chi tonic. We have the Colitrim Plus collagen powder. We have the Sinner Protein powder with all the vitamins, minerals, all the phytonutrients. And we have, and you can do Soul Stick Energy, and then water and ice to make it taste good.
Okay.
And, you know, in this situation, I would do three smoothies a day.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay. Now, am I saying forever? No, I'm not. It doesn't mean that they're going to do this forever. They're going to do this until that intestinal wall, until it heals. And, yeah, it probably will take a month.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yvonne, do you have any other question in that regard?
Not in that specific thing. I just wanted to mention one other thing to you, though. Remember a couple of weeks ago, you and I talked about eczema?
Yeah.
And when I was going through some of the product sheets, the other thing I found that possibly will help as well is red clover.
Oh, thank you for that. Yes, because it's a powerful blood cleanser.
Right.
Thank you for pointing that out. So red clover cleans the blood, helps the liver, so that the liver is not throwing off that toxic debris through the skin, thereby causing that irritation called eczema. Thank you for bringing that up, Yvonne. Okay, so I am now going to move into, let's talk about thyroid problems, and that's Mary. Okay? We always go back to why are there thyroid problems? Why? And from reading Lauren Smith's book, Is Candida Sabotaging Your Health? We find out that it's Candida that produces xenoestrogens that throws the hormones out of whack and also affects the function of the thyroid. In other words, it slows the thyroid down so that metabolism of nutrients is not happening. Thereby, the body temperature is dropping as well. And we know how critical it is to have a body temperature of, and we're averaging it, and body temperature of an average of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or average of 37 degrees Celsius in this situation. All right, so Candida, How do we address candida? No sugar, no starches, no grains, no fruit juices, no alcohol, no pop. We get through all the no's, okay? they're not the fun ones. And oftentimes I can get people off their pop and maybe they're craving for alcohol by using Solstice Energy. It tastes good, and sometimes you can add some club soda to it, and it tastes bubbly, and it tastes delicious, and that helps. Next thing we have to do is, how many of these people have taken antibiotics? So we switch antibiotics, and we put in the cat's claw combination. So we have to go down to the root of the problem. Candida is one of them. The other thing to check in terms of thyroid deficiencies, thyroid that's malfunctioning, is the health of the teeth. And those who are Taffy grads will totally understand where I'm coming from. Because infections in the teeth goes right into the bloodstream, into the flow systems of the body, and becomes a toxic cesspool of continuation of brewing infection in your body. And so the health of the teeth is important in those situations, but it could be as simple as addressing that candida. Now, the thyroid is also responsible for iodine, not production, but making sure that the iodine moves into the bloodstream for metabolism. So oftentimes there could be a deficiency of iodine, particularly if they're eating grains, because today's grains also has bromine in it, which is known to deplete iodine. So adding something like kelp, there's KCX, is a Nature Sunshine combination for thyroid, and there's TS2. The other thing I want to mention is checking that body temperature. That's their homework, is to go off the foods that bring the body temperature down and go on foods that will bring the body temperature up. So, Mary, does that help you?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay,
mine also has like a lump in the front. Is that the litmus gland or something? They also have a lump in front, you know?
I'm sorry,
where
there's
the throat
a what?
Is? There's a bit of a lump.
A lump on the thyroid?
I don't know if it's the thyroid or it's like at the bottom of the throat, you know, like there's... I don't know what gland that is. It's sort of swollen a bit.
Okay, swollen gland. Okay? This program applies. And, you know, these people could also do the Candida Clear Cleanse. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Whenever there is a swelling, we always go back to what poison is causing the swelling. So we need to address that poison that's causing the swelling. I mean, so we go back to the basics of, you know, foods that we're consuming and beverages that we're drinking, and we go back to those basic things. But then there is the second area, and that is antibiotics, and that is other medications. Check the side effects of those medications. They could be causing a serious irritation, a serious inflammation.
Mm-hmm. It's stress too, I guess, eh?
Of course. But here's where I come from when it comes to stress. This is where I come from. Stress is an indicator that there's not enough nutrition in the body to handle the stress. And those high-power, high-dense smoothies, that's why we It's like that mineral chi tonic is critical because it electrifies every single meridian in the whole body. And it works on all the glands to feed them all. The thyroid, the adrenals, the pineals, the pituitary. That's the mineral chi tonic.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you've got to have nourishment in your body to be able to handle the stress. And I think that makes sense to everyone. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite, of course.
Right.
Okay, so we're going, okay, the other one you asked about, Mary, was migraine headaches.
Right.
All right. So here's what I have learned about migraine headaches. I have learned, and I have worked with a few people who have had migraine headaches, that there is H. pylori bacteria that's in the stomach that causes that migraine headache to happen. And so taking ULCR, exactly as the bottle directs you to. There are specific directions on that container, and it's critical that you follow it. It's a designer herbal product. It was designed specifically to eradicate that harmful bacteria in the intestinal system. Follow the directions specifically. And again, stop eating. These people with migraines, they cannot handle dairy. I mean, I know that. They might be able to handle some raw cheese or something, but I wouldn't be drinking any milk of any kind, and I would not be eating any kind of grains, okay? I absolutely know that that's affecting them. And, of course, that feeds the H. pylori bacteria in the stomach. So we've had people that have just done this. Very simple. No grains, no dairy, and just taking, you know, two or three bottles of ULCR, and it's like a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's that simple, but it starts with making sure you're not eating those things that is feeding that H. pylori bacteria, triggering that migraine headache. We forget that our gut is directly related to what happens in our brain. And it's the gut, if it's in a healthy state, produces serotonin for the emotional state of our brain and body. That gut is so important. I mean, on top of that, for migraines, you might want to add the probiotic, high doses of probiotic 11 on top
mm-hmm.
of that.
Okay. Okay, thank you. It's like, I know I used to have terrible heartburn, and a few years back when I stopped the grain and dairy and took the ULCR, it really helped me cut the heartburn.
Ah, perfect. There you go.
Yeah, same thing.
There you go. So that's for everyone. No grains,
mm-hmm.
and you did ULCR, and the heartburn went away.
And I took Garden Essence.
And Garden Essence enzymes.
Yeah.
There you go. Information for everybody. Great,
mm-hmm.
great little success story. Simple, and it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, any other questions from anybody else who is attending the call this evening? Okay, we haven't addressed, Shirley, we haven't addressed arthritis yet, have we? Are you there, Shirley?
Yep, I'm on mute, sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, let's talk about arthritis. There's one organ that's responsible for the health of our bones, and that's the kidneys. So if you want to clean out the debris that's sitting in between the joints causing the swelling, we use the one-day kidney flush very effectively. The best way for me to address and answer this question is to give you a story. So Marshall is a landscape artist and a landscape designer, does lots of heavy work, and he claimed he had arthritis all over his body. So his joints were sore, the joints in the arms and the fingers and the knees and so on. I introduced him to the no sugar, no grains, no milk, no fruit juice program. And I also asked him to do a smoothie every day with some mineral chi tonic and some collagen plus, which is excellent for rebuilding the collagen and for rebuilding joints. And then he did the one-day kidney flush. And the one-day kidney flush goes like this. It's a glass of water with a squirt of organic lemon juice. Then you take two capsules of K and two capsules of hydrangea. About an hour and a half to 2 hours later, you take a glass of water with a tablespoon of chlorophyll. And you take two capsules of K and two capsules of hydrangea. You repeat and alternate this process all day long. It is not a fast, so you continue to eat. You can have your smoothies, and you just do this. Now, am I saying that one day will absolutely get rid of all the arthritic deposits in your body? Not necessarily. I know one woman that did it, and it worked in one cleanse, made a difference. Other people have had to do it many times. So Marshall, in this situation, did it 10 times, and in 3 months, all his arthritic pain is gone. We had another lady who was supposed to have knee surgery. She did the one-day kidney flush along with the smoothies. She did the one-day kidney flush one day a week, every week for a whole year, and the knee surgery was canceled. It's powerful. It's a simple, powerful cleanse, very easy to do. So anybody that has that problem, Shirley, you can discuss that with them, the one-day kidney flush, okay?
Okay, and that's two hydrangea and 2K, right?
Two hydrangea, 2K, yeah.
With
you
lemon
take it every
juice?
2 hours.
And, pardon me?
You take it every 2 hours.
And then the other one is with chlorophyll and water, right?
That's right.
Okay. So,
yeah,
gotcha.
One is with
Thank
lemon
you.
And water, and one's with chlorophyll water.
Right on.
And you just do that all day long, and you do this for one day a week.
Okay, one day a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome. Okay. All right. Is there anybody else from our listeners that has a question that they would like me to address? Because this is question time for us today.
Can people with low kidney function, can they still do the one-day cleanse?
Oh, absolutely, Patty. It's essential. If they have low kidney function, I would definitely get off, you know, check if they're doing fruit juices, pop, alcohol, all that stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That adversely affects the kidneys. And doing this one-day kidney flush, it's like it'll be heaven for them.
Well, because I have a client that her feet are so swollen.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how many times can she do the kidney cleanse till the swelling is gone?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, you do one day a week until that swelling is gone.
Okay.
Yes, I don't know how long it will take.
Okay.
And I said I had a lady that came in with a gout issue.
Yeah.
She did the one-day kidney flush one day, and the gout went away. That's it. It just took one flush.
Okay.
So I never know how many.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, anybody
else?
Hi,
Donna.
Yeah, go ahead.
Donna here. Yeah, I'm just wondering, have you ever addressed the acidic or alkaline in the body? Like you're supposed to keep it not acidic, but what's the other word?
Yeah, alkaline's the right word. Fine.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Because apparently if your body is acidic, it's not, you know, you're going to have really bad problems. You got to keep it, you know, drink the lemon water and take different things to keep it that way? Can you address that at all, or do you not?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So there is this misconception in our society that we need to work on alkalizing our whole body. That's not how it works. Here's what I want to say about that. Your stomach produces hydrochloric acid, pH of about 2 or 3. I want us all to visualize that. If we start dumping baking soda into our stomach, because that's high alkaline, what starts to happen to the stomach acids? Common sense.
It.
Yeah, exactly. Laws of nature tell us that you will neutralize your stomach acid. Now, why do we need those stomach acids? Because they're there to digest proteins, all kinds of proteins, be it from meat, fish, eggs. There's proteins in certain vegetables and plants that we eat, all kinds of them. We need hydrochloric acid to convert the proteins into bioavailable amino acids for the stem cells to use them in cell repair. Dumping high alkaline baking soda or high alkaline water is another one, pH, 8.5 to 9.5, neutralizes the stomach acid. So now you don't have the amino acids that are needed for cell repair. My second point, the metabolism of all foods, the end result of metabolism of all foods is acid. That's why we have a kidney, to get rid of that. And so when, some people get into this argument of alkalizing and so on, we always have acids in our system simply because of the oxidation process in metabolism of all foods. The stem cells use oxygen, nutrients of your body to build stem cells. And the exhaust is, or the end result is, acids are as waste material that comes out through, is cleaned out by the kidneys and the bowel functions. In cancer, for instance, the acidic state is only in that injured cell internally, or that injured organ internally, where oxygen has dropped to below 35%. And oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication can no longer happen. And there happens to be sugar in that surrounding area to feed fermentation. Oxidation flips into fermentation. And fermentation produces acids. Big time. That's when that injured cell becomes acidic. And the oxygen is not moving to the injured cell because there are a whole load of poisons blocking the movement of nutrients and oxygen to that injured organ internally. That's why the oxygen levels drop to below 35%. So what we want to do to get that area alkalized, okay, because it's just that area that we're really concerned about, what we want to do to get it alkalized, is not dump a bunch of alkalinity into our system, but to get the lymphatic system moving so that toxic debris will start to move out through the elimination channels. And that's why I love Cat's Claw combination. It moves the lymphatic system, stimulates it so that the lymphatic system is now moving those poisons out. So that's number one. Number two, without minerals, your stem cells do not have a chance. It's the basic building material for healthy cell replication. That's where Chinese mineral qi tonic comes in. Number three, we work on cleaning the blood out, so that whatever accumulation of poison is floating around along in the bloodstream, we want that cleaned out. And that's what causes any kind of poison, like lectins from grains or candida yeast because of our use of antibiotic or the side effects of drugs, whatever. Poisons are floating around in the bloodstream, making the blood sticky and heavy, and that starts to accumulate and move into that injured cell. We want to clean that out of the blood to make the oxygen and nutrient energy flowing into the injured area for cell repair. That's when it starts to become so-called alkalized. So you see, it's a whole different concept. It's cleaning the blood out. It's opening up the lymphatic system. It's feeding the stem cells, feeding the body with essential nutrients for cell repair. Does that help you, Donna?
Oh, it's a lot of information, you know, to take in at one time. But I kind of get the drift of it. But I'm just wondering, like, how about if you take sauerkraut or kefir? It's supposed to help keep it in.
Okay, I'm going to go back. Yeah, of course those are good things. But there is no simple solution. You know, it's eating a bunch of sauerkraut is not going to make a hoot of a difference if you've got a whole bunch of lectins floating around in your bloodstream. Do you see where I'm coming from?
Yeah, so it's cat's claw only that gets rid of that?
Cat's claw and mineral chi tonic.
Okay.
So
that's all you'd have to take then.
Am I opposed to sauerkraut? No, absolutely not. And kefir? No, because that's probiotics. You see what I'm saying?
No, I didn't get that.
Okay. No, I'm saying sauerkraut and probiotic is part of what you can do to bring alkalinity to injured cells internally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? You want to get that blood moving and flowing, because if it's sticky and it's not moving, so it's like stop eating the grains because it makes the blood sticky.
Yeah, so it's a good idea to be doing that so that you can prevent cancer too, isn't it?
That's right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
The program
Definitely.
We talk about for cancer is not any different than prevention of all degenerative conditions, not just cancer. It's the same thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you don't look after your problem, you're more than likely to get, you know, to get cancer is what I've been thinking.
Right. And you see, the other problem that happens and why an injured area becomes congested is heavy metals that we get from mercury fillings in our teeth. And all of us have been exposed to all kinds of vaccinations that have been dumped into our bloodstream, okay, into our cells and tissues. That's what I'm talking about. We got to clean that out to make it alkaline at that injured site. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
Donna, does this help you? I mean, I know it's complicating, but
I get the drift. I know what you mean. Yeah.
Right. Thank you. And that's important, is if to get that, to kind of get it.
Is it like a lifetime thing to do that? Like, do you have to do that forever? Or?
Sorry?
You have to do that forever to go on Cat's Claw and Tritonic?
Oh, not necessarily. But you certainly have to ensure that you're not eating those foods, that you're cleaning out the heavy metals and so on. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
definitely.
So you do this in bits and pieces, you know, like I'm going to, okay, you know, the next 6 months I'm going to do a heavy metal detox. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I can, at the same time, I could also, you know, I'm not going to eat grains. I'm not going to eat that stuff, okay?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I get it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, any other questions?
What about stopping sugar completely, Donna? It's Randall.
Hi, Randall. What about stopping sugar?
Yeah, for 2 weeks, all sugars. So I was wondering about doing that to stop that feeding anything to the area where there'd be cancer.
Sure. Sugar feeds candida.
Yeah.
Okay, candida is synonymous to cancer. So, of course, sugar is all part of it, stopping eating.
Everything with sugar, berries and everything, with sugar, just ate vegetables for a couple of weeks. Would that be any assistance at all?
There was some squeaking over there. Or even stopping eating the berries. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, and everything, you know, the apple or the odd banana, everything.
You can, yeah, absolutely. I always still recommend some berries because they have a lot of value to them. They're antioxidant value and their vitamin value, their vitamin C value, and so on.
Yeah. But I mean, just to starve out where that area is if there's cancer.
So Randall, here's what I'm going to say. That's a part of what you want to do in the whole program.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And that's where I think for some people, that's why they can't grasp the concept of a program. We're taught in our society that we're looking for a cure for cancer. And I know, in everybody's mind that's attending this call, when the word cure is mentioned, we all think of that magic bullet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay? A cure for cancer. Yeah, of course I'm going to give everybody money. I'm going to give them money. I want that magic bullet. It doesn't exist.
Okay.
That's what I want everybody to know. It's not going to exist because cancer is a lifestyle problem.
And it's a whole approach to healing it. Right?
That's right. It's a whole approach to healing.
Right.
Okay? As opposed to, we talked about infection. I have an infection in my stomach, and I could take cat's claw and ULCR and probably get rid of it. Okay? Cancer is deeper than that. It's a lifestyle problem.
Oh.
Okay? And so it's a whole program, a program that addresses injury, healing the injury with high-dense nutritional smoothies, a program that addresses inflammation. Where is the poison coming from that's causing the blood to be sticky and heavy and causing a swelling in that injured area? To stop the blood and oxygen from moving there, we have to address those poisons. And then we have to clean them out as well. We have to clean out the poisons. So that's what inflammation is all about.
Well,
number three.
You say that some of that fungus that grows in there is not happenstance from something from outside circumstance, like if there's a leaky pipes in a house and you have to clean out or dust that gets wet with the cat's fur in it that gets wet and ends up a little bit moldy or something that you know gets in through the breathing or through the food or something like that accidentally.
Yeah,
what about
and
that?
It happens. Yeah, exactly.
So it's probably fine. Probably I don't know. Depends on how rich people live, but if wealthier and you have somebody cleaning up your house and using the right natural ingredients, your house would be cleaner and you'd have a better chance. So I bet cancer is probably more prevalent with poor people too, as well as people that don't look after their health.
Exactly. And so I want to go back to, you know, I mentioned injury, I mentioned inflammation, I mentioned elimination. And then when the oxygen levels to that injured area drops to below 35%, that's when fungus becomes active. So it's a fungal infection. So it's infection. This is where we use antifungal herbals. Papaw is one of them. Podarco is another one. ET is another one. Cat's claw has antifungal properties as well. And then we also have to address your blood circulation, which is responsible for your body temperature. Cancer cells cannot grow in a body temperature that averages 98.6 degrees. That's pretty cool to know that. And how do we get that body temperature out there? You clean out the blood. You stop putting the poisons in there, and you eat foods that raise body temperature. That's what you do. So that's why it's a program. The other thing I wanted to add to this, sometimes I talk about it, sometimes I don't, but in Taffy we do, is your belief system. Most of us in our society are not taught that our bodies are created to heal. It does not matter what diagnosis you have been given.
Yeah.
We have all witnessed our bodies heal when we have a broken bone. And it heals within 3 months or 4 months or something like that. We've all seen it. We've all witnessed when we've cut our finger. It heals. Who told you that your body cannot heal internally if you happen to have an injury in the lung or an injury in the liver or an injury in the stomach that can create or cause be the end result, and the end result is cancer? Who told you that you can't heal it? So there's a huge, huge factor in the belief system. In Taffy, one thing that we do, we're asked to create a blueprint of the healthy body that you are building, because you are building a healthy body, and you can build it whether it's sick or you want to build it to prevent it from getting sick. You are building that body. Then in Taffy, we give you the instructions how to build that body, and then you take the actions. You do it. You follow the instructions to build your healthy body. You do the blueprint, and then you get on with it and build that healthy body, just like a carpenter builds a house.
Is that different for every person, or are you just generally talking about everybody doing the same thing?
Everybody can build their own health. Whether they're diagnosed with degenerative cancer or heart disease or Parkinson's, they can rebuild their health.
So that's addressed in this Taffy thing. One person might have cancer, or one person might have the other thing. So it's individual things that they're doing, or is it a whole general thing?
There is fundamental principles for all disease conditions.
Okay.
Disease conditions are given, I mean, those are names that your medical doctors diagnose you with.
Mm-hmm.
In my world, that's the medical world, in my world, which follows the laws of nature, those are just names of disease conditions inside your body that have inflammation from poisons that have accumulated there and from lack of nutrition. And that's what we do in Taffy. We rebuild your body. We construct it. So I just want to talk a little bit about belief system. So there was a study that was done once in Boston's Brigham and Women's Hospital. And these test subjects all had asthma. And the researchers that worked with them informed them that they would be given a vapor that was a chemical irritant. Well, the fact was that this so-called chemical irritant was nothing more than atomized saline solution. Means salt and water put in a mist. That's it. Guess what happened? 50% of the participants in this scientific study developed breathing problems, and some had full-blown asthma attacks. That's how powerful that belief system is. Then they were told they would be treated with a healing solution. And again, what were they treated with? This new treatment that everyone was given was nothing more than salt and water, a saline solution. They recovered immediately, all of them. This is compelling, isn't it? Okay? It's compelling how much weight and authority can have on a belief system, on your own personal belief system. You can believe yourself back to health. Start creating that blueprint. This is how powerful a belief system is. So we have to be careful who we are listening to when we want to rebuild our health. This is kind of critical, isn't it? Okay, any other questions that you may have that I haven't addressed and you'd like me to address?
What about leaky gut syndrome?
Okay. Like, you mean what causes it or how do we heal it?
Both, really. What is caused by and then how do you heal it?
Okay. So as you know, leaky gut means gut permeability. That means that something is poking holes in the gut membrane and getting into the bloodstream where it doesn't belong. And now that there's holes in that gut membrane, food, before it's fully digested, starts escaping into the bloodstream as well. So now you see how that blood becomes sticky and heavy. It's those toxins that have poked holes, got into the bloodstream, and those are the things that cause leaky gut. So what is it that causes leaky gut? From my understanding, candida causes leaky gut. Stop eating starches, sugars, grains. We don't use antibiotics here. They cause leaky gut, and some of the drugs that we're taking cause leaky gut. What do we do instead of antibiotics? We have silver, Dr. Pedersen's nanoparticle silver embedded into the silver, embedded into the water molecule. And we have cat's claw combination. I mean, there are other ones, but those are the ones that I've used for years. They never fail me. They always work. And they will always work because Nature's Sunshine is so dedicated to quality control. So I know that the quality of the cat's claw that we use is pure and to the highest nutritional analysis. And it works. I've seen client and client after client after client get results from Nature's Sunshine cat's claw combination. So we have cat's claw. We have silver to use instead of antibiotics because those things cause leaky gut. Heavy metals from our teeth, heavy metals from vaccination shots can also cause leaky gut. That's why, in my opinion, I think so many children have allergies today because those heavy metals have created a problem in their gut. It all comes from vaccinations. So let's address now, what do we do for leaky gut? We clean out the heavy metals, and if it's children, heavy metal detox, or MC, we have those. We stop eating grains. We stop eating anything that feeds candida because candida causes leaky gut. And then we get on with, what do we heal the gut with? And there are two that stand out for me. That's Collagen Plus, which is a collagen powder, and colostrum, which is the first milk that is produced by a cow after she gives birth to the calf. Colostrum, and it must not be heated. Those two things I know of can heal leaky gut, and colostrum is also scientifically known to bind toxic lectins in the bloodstream and clean that out. The other thing I like to use, of course, is cat's claw combination to open up the lymphatic system and mineral chi tonic. We are very mineral deficient in our society. Does that help you, Shirley?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I see that my time is up. I want to bring this session to an end. I want to say thank you very much for attending the call this evening. And we will have a call next Monday if, there's a big if here, okay? We're waiting for a grandbaby to be born, and the grandbaby is due June the 4th, but as you know, grandbabies can be born anytime they want to be born. And at a drop of a hat, I may have to go off to Vancouver to help my children and family out there and look after my little grandson. So in that case, there wouldn't be a call next Monday, but I plan to have one next Monday. I also, going back to the announcements, don't forget Kelowna with Sylvia Rogers tomorrow evening. Her presentation is Brain Power at the Ramada at 6:45. And then on Thursday, June the 1st, Holiday Inn Express in Burnaby, that's in the Vancouver area, again at 6:30 to 6:45. Thank you, everybody, for being on the call. Lots of love to you and your family, and thank you for spreading the word of we can heal our bodies, and we are transforming the health of nations. Thank you, and goodbye, everybody.
Bye, Donna.
Thank you for the info, Donna.
Thanks, Donna.
Bye-bye.